Open Language 英语，
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好、It's so good to be back in the studio.
Hey Jenny, nice to have you back.
对，亲爱的听众，你们可能不知道，因为我其实 我生了一个孩子，我又生了一个孩子，然后
恭喜恭喜，
谢谢谢谢。我产假以后，今天是回来第一天上班，但之前因为我们录了好多集的潘吉杰尼告诉你，所以大家可能感觉什么事儿都没发生，还是和往常一样。不知道大家有没有想我？Did you miss me?
我想你。
谢谢 Tom。 那我们今天这个潘吉杰尼告诉你呢，要跟大家讲讲最近非常红的一部美剧，也是美剧里面的一部神剧，那当然就是纸牌屋。
House of Cards。
House of Cards。 为什么这个戏会叫纸牌屋呢？ House of Cards 是什么意思 Tom?
House of Cards is a game that you play with poker cards.
So it's a real game.
Yeah, and you take the cards and you try to build a building as high as you can with the cards.
哦，所以它其实是一个游戏，是用扑克牌，然后用扑克牌呢把它一张一张牌搭起来，就是把它搭成一个像房子一样的。But then that seems really fragile and unstable,
very fragile,
right?
Very unstable. At any second, you know, you could even just like blow it and then boom, it's all gone.
那这个游戏呢，它的 point 就是说，你用纸牌搭建起来的这个建筑是非常的 fragile， 就是说非常脆弱的。然后呢，每张牌一定要排得很好，当中只要有一环出了问题的话，你整个的这个房子，这纸牌屋就倒掉了，就功亏一篑。So it's a metaphor， 就是其实是在比喻这个纸牌屋这个故事里面 Frank Underwood 他的这个政治阴谋，对不对？
Right, yeah, so it, yeah, the whole thing is a metaphor for his rise to power and how fragile his power is.
Fragile, 非常的脆弱啊。那我们刚刚已经提到这个戏里面的主人公，他叫 Frank Underwood. 然后呢 it's played by Kevin Spacey.
Yes,
the
Kevin
very
Spacey.
Great Kevin Spacey.
A very famous actor.
现在在美国一个潮流好像就是说 TV, television is getting all the famous movie stars.
They're saying that TV is becoming, I guess, bigger and more important than movies.
Some people are calling it the golden age for television.
That's right.
Right? You've got really high quality TV shows and, you know, from writers, directors to actors who used to only work in movies, now they're... They're doing work on television.
That's right. And the director for House of Cards is also very famous, David Fincher.
他是导过那个 The Social Network,
yes,
是吧
yes.
就是讲 Facebook 的那个电影。反正是个大导演，然后现在也来导电视剧了。然后我们刚刚讲这个 Frank Underwood, 男主人公 it's played by Kevin Spacey.
That's right.
所以在英文里面你说一个演员他演这个角色，我们用的动词就是 play.
To play, yes, or to act.
But you
act
say,
the role of or something, yeah.
But it's more common to say like、
play.
Kevin Spacey plays Frank、yeah. Underwood,
yep.
Right? 好，那这个里面呢，这个角色他的工作是什么？
Well, he starts off as the majority whip of the house.
我前两天还在跟我几个朋友说，他们说，哎呀，这个电视说刚看的时候真的是很痛苦，因为对美国的这些 politics 不是很了解。就有一个朋友说，我首先第一个去 Wikipedia 查的就是 What is the majority whip?
Right.
那这个呢 ,whip 是一个鞭子，当它用在这个政治的范畴里面呢，有一个工作就是一个 party whip, 党鞭的一个工作，对不对？
Right.
刚刚 Tom 说它是一个 majority whip。那么在美国的政治里面，当然就是你被选上的这个就是 majority 多数党，对吧？然后没有选上的那一派呢，就是 minority 少数党啊。所以这个 Frank Underwood 这个角色是他们多数党里面的党鞭。
Right.
Why do we need a party whip?
Well, it's important to keep all of the other members of the House
Congress,
So I mean, there's two.Parts of Congress. There's the House and the Senate, and each one has their own whip for both parties. So there's four whips in Congress at every time.
你们党鞭很多。
Yes.
然后党鞭主要的工作呢，就是去 make sure 这个 party members 这些被选出来的人民代表，他们在什么投票legislation 法案的时候，他们去投的那个结果是你这个党想要的结果。
That's right, yeah. So the party, you know, the party leadership, the people with the most power in the party decide, you know, that the party wants to pass a certain law. Mm. So they get the whip to make sure that they get the votes. They whip the votes.
Oh, whip the votes. 要去编这些选这些票啊、嗯、这些什么立法委员的票，所以要做这个工作的人啊，他一定是要有就是非常有政治手腕的，对不对、
嗯、
They need to be very very savvy.
They do, yes.
And has political prowess, I guess.
Yeah, I have to have a lot of political prowess.
啊、就是要有政治手腕啊、嗯、Political prowess
Prowess, prowess.、
好，那这个戏呢，其实当然大家现在觉得非常好看的，就是一个让我们看到了美国的一个白宫，然后国会它是怎么运作的。当然，这个也是可能有一点夸大的成分啊。
Yeah, it's a little over. I mean, I don't think this could actually happen. I mean, I guess
you never know.
It's possible, but very unlikely.
但是这个戏很多人喜欢看的，当然除了 great acting 演得很好以外，另外它是一个很大的阴谋剧。然后这种阴谋剧的时候，你就很想知道，哎呀，下一集是到底怎么样，谁把谁又杀掉了，这个阴谋会不会被揭穿？所以阴谋在英文里面是
conspiracy.
Conspiracy 啊，那阴谋论呢，我们就是 conspiracy theory.
Yes.
对吧？好，那这个House of Cards 的 season 2就是最近一段时间出来的，这个 conspiracy 就很大了。
Yes, it just gets bigger because Frank Underwood gets more and more power.
嗯，他就是要有很多的政治阴谋才能取得到，才能走向那个权力的中心啊。好，那很多朋友呢喜欢看这个戏，还有一个原因就觉得 Frank Underwood 和他的老婆 Claire 之间他们的这种婚姻，这种政治的婚姻。
That's right, a political relation, or political marriage.
Political marriage, 政治婚姻啊、也是挺有看头的。你也不能说他这不是真爱，因为这两个人也是互相的成就，互相帮忙啊。
Right, so they want to help each other. It's not quite clear. I think they do care for each other, but it's not quite clear that that's all their relationship is based on.
这个不是那种 lovey-dovey 的。
They're not very lovey-dovey.
每天你爱我、
no.
我爱你的那种、no. 感情啊。好，那House of Cards, 纸牌屋呢，在中国非常的红，然后在美国当然也非常非常红、其中呢另外一个原因就是it sparked some kind of television revolution、
yes.
是一场电视的革命、因为之前呢我们想到看电视，那这些电视剧当然就是你在电视台上面看的，对吧 network、
right.
但是这部戏不是的。
That's right, it's online
It's、
totally
online.
online.
你有个电视也没用，你在那个 TV set 上面也看不到 because it's、not on any of the TV channels.
That's right.
It's on a video streaming service.、
Netflix.
Netflix.、这个公司在美国是它是上市公司、然后它也是一个非常 innovative, 很创新的公司啊。它最早呢是租那种 DVD 的，对吧？
That's right. Yeah, originally, you would order DVDs by mail, and they would send them to you by mail.
你现在听这个是很傻的 ，very low technology.
Yes.
你说哦，我要租这个 DVD， 然后他们就把这个一张碟片寄到你家来。但是想当年，人家都到一个店里 Blockbuster 去租录影带的时候，这种 model 是很创新的，对吧？那当然。现在所有的东西都是 online， 已经没有人要什么没有 DVD， 所以他们现在就变成 streaming， 就是 streaming 这个词呢，现在大家也很重要，它就是说是这种流媒体视频，就这所有的东西你就在网上看、so you can't actually download any of it.
I don't think so.
对 Netflix， 你不能下载任何东西的，什么就是你想看你就去看，对不对？
对。
然后他们呢，就是。以前是买了很多别人的节目，不管是电视啊、电影啊、卡通片啊，你可以上去看。但是现在他们也觉得我们要自己做自己的 original production.
That's right. Yeah, so this is very daring. They decided to get some very famous actors and directors and paid a lot of money to produce this show.
所以只有在你们美国一季 one season 的这种 TV show 可以 cost $200 million、I heard that's what it cost to produce the first season.
I believe it.
两亿美金，十几亿人民币就拍了那么十几集的第一季。But I guess it paid off.
I think so. I think it paid off.
就是 Netflix 的声明现在也很大，你想在中国我们都很爱看这个戏，然后我们知道啊、哦、有 Netflix 这个平台、嗯、然后全世界也是、嗯、而且好像他们也因此增加了很多很多的 subscribers、嗯、因为这个 service 你要看它的任何的节目的话是要付钱的，对吧？
嗯，对，要付钱。
就像什么有线电视啊一样，好像一个月$10还是，就是反正是不贵的。
Yeah, it's about $10 a month, something like that.
对、yeah. 就是大概$10一个月你就可以。
It's been a long time since I had an account.、
嗯、因为在中国我们很幸运有搜狐视频。
That's right.
Which provides us with House of Cards for free.
That's right. All you need to do is maybe watch some commercials, but that's it.
所以 Tom 为了看这个纸牌屋，他看了很多雅诗兰黛的广告，是吧？
That's right. Yes, I watched a lot of cosmetic ads.
好，那最后还要说一个呢，就是 House of Cards 它另外神的一点啊，就是和以前电视剧不同，那一集一集的放，它是一出来它就把这一季 the entire season they make it public online, right?、Mm,
that's right.Yeah.
就是整个一季十几集你都一次可以看完、
mm, I think that's kind of similar to the Chinese traditional model of releasing a series, right? You put everything online all at one time?
嗯，我们不是，我们基本上电视台呢它会每天晚上放几集，
是吗？
但是也不会所有的一股脑都放出来、
oh, okay.
所以就一股脑放出来就造成了像我这样的人就是熬夜两天就把它看完。
Okay, yeah.
So we call that, there's actually an English term for this, right?
Yes, binge watching.
Binge watching, or、mm. binge viewing.、
Mm.
Binge 就是说你很没有 limit, 很没有克制的做一件事情。
Mm.
比如有些人喝酒，他一直喝那种酒鬼的 binge drinking.、
Mm.
然后有一些人吃东西就是暴饮暴食那个 binge eating.
Right.
然后你看电视如果也是这样的话你就是 binge viewing.、
Mm. I've done that a couple times, but I can't do it, I tell you, Jenny.
你已经老了。是是Your body is telling you something, Tom.
I'm just tired. I watch like 2 or 3 episodes.
I am the same way. I am the same way. 但我跟你说还好有这个东西因为在我喂奶的时候半夜两点起来给我的儿子喂奶的时候我可以看 House of Cards.、
Mm, that's true. Something nice to watch while you're busy being a mom.
对，好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。潘吉杰尼告诉你呢，是由 Open Language 带来的。如果你想去学每周更新的英语课程，有商务的课程，也有 Daily Life 日常生活的课程，更有文化的课程呢，就可以下载 Open Language 的手机客户端，或者到我们的网站 openlanguage.com 注册免费账号。所以今天的节目就到这儿。It's so good to be back in the studio. We'll see you next week. 再见。
Nice to have you back, Jenny. Bye-bye.